Good morning. Welcome to the Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Once again, live from South City Christian Church in Lake Charles, Louisiana, in a church with still no electricity, running off a generator and battery power for what I'm doing here, and some portable internet as it's down. But it's been a great week and a lot of good connections. Over the past month, a little over that now, since Hurricane Laura first hit, IDES has served in cleanup and property relief. I think the count last night was 116 properties. Got through 37 of them this past week, where we were able to help people. And that's in addition to the many, 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 many more that were served meals, provided goods, the diapers that the We Care disaster ministry provided. We're able to go out during a distribution this past Wednesday, and we'll have more for them for next week, a food and goods distribution as well. And so God's doing some amazing things in the midst of disaster. I would encourage you to continue to pray. Pray for Dave and other church leaders. Dave's a preacher here at South City, but I'm sure the church leaders in the community are pretty much all in the same position. They're dealing with their own damage, their own recovery, of varying degrees, but are looked to as leaders, are doing what they've been called to do, to preach the gospel and to share the good news of Jesus in every way possible. And so a lot of pressure on those. The volunteers and the Ministry of IDES is doing what can be done to help lift some of that burden off. But your prayers are powerful and effective. This morning, as we pray, we're wrapping up this week's prayer guide focus of sharing goodness. And today's focus is specifically on sharing the goodness of God. The Bible, John writes in one of his epistles about, do not imitate what is evil, but imitate what is good. That what is, those who do good are from God, and those who do evil are not. It's a powerful statement. the Bible says that we are all evil. Our thoughts are wicked of all mankind. That no one does good all the time. And so, I don't really think that he's talking about that if we do an evil deed sometime that we're not of God. That deed is not of God. We're not acting of God in that moment. But God recognizes the need that we have to repent in humility, to seek forgiveness, to be restored almost daily at times. But we share the goodness of God as we do the good deeds He created us to do. We've been talking about that all week. And for some, it means coming to places like Lake Charles, Louisiana. The ability to do that is a blessing. But for most of the time, it's sharing the goodness of God. It's doing those good deeds for our co-workers, for our neighbors, for strangers, our own community, for our classmates at school, for our teachers, for our students. Whoever it is that we interact with on a daily basis, even if that changes from day to day, we share the goodness of God as we do good to all. To reject the belief or practice of doing good to those that do good to us. Jesus says, even the pagans do that. What commendation do you expect from doing what's typical and expected? And he follows that up by saying, but do good, to love, to show kindness to your enemies, to pray for those who persecute you. The final property we worked on this week was a huge mess. A tree from the neighbors had come down and filled this backyard and had taken out the corner of a brick building. Originally had been an outbuilding, perhaps a garage type thing. Had been converted into kind of best described as a man cave or a little den, a freestanding den. And it landed on the corner of this and just crushed the roof and the corner brick. But mostly the building was standing. The neighbor had brought somebody in to clean up their yard and to cut it back to the fence and took the stump out because that's what was on the neighbor's yard and left the rest of the tree. And the process had drug their debris through the property we worked on and had broken their water line. They did end up repairing it, but it created this tension, this conflict between neighbors. As we reached the end and we had these huge, huge blocks of wood, sections of the tree trunk that we had to cut down fairly short just for our equipment to be able to pick them up. And I kind of laughed about this. Like, well, it was their tree. Why don't we just roll them into the neighbor's yard since they're not getting along anyhow? And it wasn't a serious comment. It was just that typical way that people would often react to one another, to situations that are not good. But to have been done so would have been, in a sense, a way of the world. But it would not have been sharing the goodness of God. After we cleaned it up, and I even was able to talk to the neighbor for a little while and assured him that we had turned the water back on and everything was fine, and he was worried that we would have done something and he would be blamed for it because of the tension that already existed. But it's that above and beyond. It's the unexpected. It's to say, we did all of this not because we're special, not because we're so good, but because we have a good God. Worked in a home, the day before, maybe the one before that. They kind of blur together at times. But the only note we had was an address, and that it was Pastor Jones's mother. And arrived, and the mom was there, and a couple of daughters, adult daughters, and they weren't so sure we were supposed to be there, or that we ought to be on their property. And so they started making phone calls, and it was first to another brother. And he was on his way over and wanted to talk with us and see who we really were before we could even come on the property and start. And he shows up and explains what we're doing and who we're from and why we were there. I don't have the information of how we got this name, but this is what it says. And the question that typically comes up is how much? And it's like, there's no charge. This grin, the smile on his face, this look of disbelief. It's like, really? You'll clean all of this up? Yeah. It's the goodness of God. And as we were preparing to start, one of the daughters had come out and says, my brother, the pastor's on the phone. He wants to talk to you. And so was able to talk with him for a little while and just overwhelmed that God's people that he did not know would help. And you know, we talk a lot in this present age of getting along, of mending fences, of building bridges instead of burning them. And I think the key is sharing God's goodness through our acts of goodness. To do good as Jesus commanded, expecting nothing in return, and sometimes even refusing anything in return. That's always a tough. It's not that you want to rob them of giving, but sometimes it seems to take away. It creates a feeling in their heart that I really did pay for this. It really wasn't a gift from God. And there are times that people have offered us money, have made donations to IDES because we've cleaned it up, and it just felt like the right thing to do. They were still grateful. They knew that it was no obligation to do that. But others have, when we've finished, it still is that language of what do I really owe you? And the real answer is, you owe us nothing. As Paul would say, the only outstanding debt is the debt to love one another. And just encourage them to love their neighbors, to love their coworkers, to love their enemies, to do good to all people. And in so doing, share the goodness of God. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. We don't have a clue what goodness is, or we wouldn't have a clue what goodness is without you present in our life. Oh, we could come up with some form of it, but it wouldn't be real. It wouldn't be lasting. It wouldn't be pure. And so, Father, today as I pray, I ask that you would fill us with an awareness of your goodness, that our life would be more in tune to how you filled us, and more deliberate about sharing your goodness through the good deeds that we're able to do. Father, help us to pay attention so that no good deed would be unnoticed or viewed to be too small. As we go through life today, through every day that you give us, may we look for those opportunities to do good to all people, regardless of what they look like, what they sound like, how they dress, where they live, where they don't live. God, may your presence in our life help others to see Jesus through the way we treat them. Father, as I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our communities, our churches, I pray that they would know the goodness of God. That we would not overlook them in our sharing of good deeds and our doing the things that you've called us to do. And may we not overlook them in the ability for them to share in the goodness of God and to do good deeds as well. Father, help us to teach and train and model for our children the good that they can do for their classmates, for their parents, for the people that they know. Father, as we live life, as we wrap up this week praying about sharing goodness, may we always keep in mind that you have called us to imitate what is good, and that's yourself. May we reject evil. May we choose deliberately not to imitate it, even in those times where we stumble into it and it becomes a practice. May we quit. May we repent. May we humble ourselves and ask for help. Father, today as we have opportunity, may we share the goodness of God with everyone that we meet. And may we lift up Jesus in such a way that many are drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.